All right, so let's talk about Big Brother.
Well,
come on.
I was just saying how that's what I did today, was I worked on my Big Brother Canada application.
There's going to be a Big Brother Canada?
Yeah, on the Slice Network. So
shut up, hoser.
I know. You deserve it. So I was working on my application. I had to put together a video and, you know, fill out all the stuff online.
Oh, yeah. I remember when we applied for to be on Wipeout Canada.
Yeah.
And we had to fill out that huge-ass application that after, like, page four, I was just like, ugh, I don't even want to be on this show anymore.
Yeah.
And then they were like, send in a video, too. And I was like, okay, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. That's pretty much the same me, yeah. But same with me. But with the Big Brother Canada one, it's a short little application, I'm hoping. Like, I only read through the first thing and then got to the bottom and it said you need a video to go with it. So I thought, okay, well, I got to work on my video. So that's what I focused my efforts on today,
right,
was putting together this video.
And?
I got it together. You know what I didn't think of, though, until afterwards?
What's that?
Was it's on Slice, and I've been on Slice before. Somehow.
That's right, you have.
Yeah.
You have been
on
Slice.
But I didn't mention that. But I should have. I know, but I didn't think of it until after.
That you're a veteran of Slice Television, so you know how things work.
Yeah.
You know the ins and the outs of the business.
And they can probably already take my forms that I filled out before and just apply them to this new thing.
That's right. Even though it was different production companies, though, probably.
Oh, maybe. So, anyway, yeah. So, hopefully I get in, and then I can represent...
Just hear how amazing this background music is, by the way. It's very, like, it's building up to your... It's
building up?
Yeah, it's like...
Then I can represent...
It's awesome.
Sound FM in the city of Waterloo.
Nice.
Not to mention the Waterloo Catholic District School Board and the local referees association. I can represent this area.
Is the is the voting up open to the public, or how does that work?
I don't know. I think it will be the high up brothers who will be watching you in the place.
I know someone.
Actually, that would be the public. But
I know someone who got pretty far on the application process for Big Brother in the United States.
Now, see, I could even do that. If they don't want to select me for this, they could just keep my application and put me in for the U.S. one.
Yeah, you're half American.
Yep.
I'm not sure which half, though. You're right or you're left or you're...
I don't know.
Upper or lower.
Well, I am pretty good at basketball with only the right half, so I'm guessing it's my right half.
Why, because Americans are good at basketball?
I thought they were. No?
No.
They won the gold.
Yeah, that was like a select few Americans.
Wow.
I'd say the vast majority of the population. I'm gonna hazard a guess and say the vast majority of the population of the United States is actually not very good at basketball.
Okay. Well, I was just.
I think you would be better to say half of your body is fatter than the other.
Well, all right.
Because statistics will show.
How about the right half of me is better at fighting than the left half?
Okay. Better at going to war?
Yeah, yeah.
And your left half is good at peacekeeping.
So, anyway, yeah. Hopefully I can get that and then win $100,000, I think.
You have my... You know what? Oh, man, I'm just thinking. You would be amazing on Big Brother.
Yeah?
Like, oh, yeah. Like, with the way you get under people's skin...
Why? And, I don't know how devious you are, and the
pranks that you can pull. You're pretty like some of your schemes are pretty elaborate and pretty good.
Well, the one
you know this,
you
had many people by doing nothing and not being violent or anything. You've had many people, specifically, usually when you're playing basketball, want to fight you just because you get under their skin so badly.
Well, I don't know.
Listen, producers of Big Brother Canada and Slice Network, you would be remiss if you did not add DJ Steele, and we can give, well, he already have his details. You might want to, because how are they going to know that your application
I'm
with
putting
your real
on.
Name?
I haven't clicked the submit yet. I've still got to do that part.
Oh, you're putting the podcast onto it.
Yeah, I just worked on the video today, so I've got my video down.
And then you got to put the audio in.
Well, then I got to fill out the form online and click send.
But then you got to put this audio into it.
Anyways, put a link to the podcast.
So I will say, producers of Big Brother Canada and Slice Network, again, you would be remiss if you did not have DJ Steele on your show. Because it would be, I swear to you, it will be, he will be amazing. And he will be worth watching. I would tune, not in, if I only knew of his reputation and his antics, I would tune in. Not because he's my friend, but only because of those other things.
Well, I don't know.
That's a glowing endorsement.
Thank you.
I used to watch a lot of reality television when I lived in with my last roommate. Used to watch a lot of reality television. Not my last roommate, my last extended.
Okay.
I thought you may have thought I meant you.
Well, when you were at my house, we watched a lot of reality
television.
Well,
we did, but I watched a lot
well.
More with my my roommate of 5 years or so.
All right. The only thing I think that I wouldn't be able to get past that really bothers me is people laying in my bed.
You probably wouldn't be able to.
I don't like that.
But see?
And they do that all the time.
I know, and that would be amazing because that would be one of your things, is that you hate people laying in your bed.
Yeah.
And then that would cause tension in the house.
See, that was when I was watching Big Brother last year, and whenever Dan would be in the head of household room, he would always get right in someone's bed. And he wasn't the head of household. He was in someone else's bed. Oh, that would drive me nuts.
I know it would.
Drive me absolutely
nuts. Did he have clothes on at least?
Yeah, he had clothes on. But still. Anyway, I'm going to get to another one. We were talking about Last Gang Records. I'm going to play... just got in this album, The Sticks. Actually, I was talking with Andrew Robinson. He sent me the whole back catalog of Mother Mother.
He is the tits. Can I just say? He is awesome. So I love his emails, too. They're so enthusiastic.
Yeah. So I've only listened to the first one, Eureka. Actually, I don't know the order. That one was on top. So the first one in the pile.
Yep.
And it's damn good.
Yep.
And then we had the whole move and everything the other day, so I haven't gotten into all the rest of them. But I look forward to checking out all these albums.
Hey, I was listening. When you loaned me the copy of The Sticks, I was listening to that thing nonstop for about, I don't know, a week probably.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a week because you gave it to me on a Tuesday and I gave it back to you the next time we had a show.
Right. Yeah, it was too.
So nonstop for a week.
All right. Well, I'm going to get to the title track from that album, The Sticks, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mano a mano. We'll be right back.
I'm thinking of an island where